People who are lowest among men and bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, who is given the original Varnashrama Dharma and its rules and regulations. The Varnashrama Dharma, that is beginning of human civilization. So, in this age, they have already given up. There is no varnashram. In India, it is simply in name, actually, there is no varnashram. Most of the people, they are Sudras. But without Varnashram, there cannot be any human civilization, because the aim of human life is to understand God. That is the aim of unfortunately, they have given up this idea, the aim of life is to understand God. You inquire all over the world, 99.9% will deny God, or they have no clear idea of God. In the so-called religions, they have also no clear idea. Some power, no clear idea. And now they are interested to know. But so far we are concerned, we have got full description of the Lord, and His effect time, His activities, everything is recorded in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. And God says in the Bhakti Bhagavad Gita personally that I was existing in the past and I shall continue to exist in the future. Similarly, the living entities, they also existed in the past and they will continue to exist in the future, individually. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter. It is not that we shall be finished in future and there is no existence in the past. We are both of us. We are eternal. God, Krishna, and we living in the deep, we are eternal. Srahannati Hannamani Sarire. Our destruction of this material body does not mean we, as spirit soul, we are destroyed. So understand this truth. The Varnashram system requires. Without this Varnashram system, nobody can understand that we are individual person, we existed in the past, and we shall exist in the future. sutra. Anywhere existing at present, anyone can understand. There was no change in the past, neither there is a change in the sutra. Simply, we change the dress. This is our self-journey. This is called Atma Tattva Jnana. But people in the present day, they are not interested. Opposite Nam Atma Tattva Jnana 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 Atma Tattva Paravavat Javan Abodhu Jata Javan Vidya Sadhya Atmatattam. Our activities, they are all defeat. The difference is that you are prospecting the schools God has building. And another person also constructing another huge skyscraper building. So what is the difference? The difference is, here we are doing on the Atma Tattva. But they are doing for being defeated in the material world. That is the difference. You will find the same activity dealing with stones and bricks and workers, engineers. But one is based on Atma Tattva, and the other is based on without the Atma Tattva. That is defined. Sometimes bhakti is observed is similar to the activities of the Kurmi, but there is difference. One is bhakti, one is going back home, back to Godhead. And the other is going forward to the Hades condition of life. By the same activity. This is the technique. How is this possible? It is possible. By practical example, it is said in the Shastra, that if you take more quantity of milk preparation, you get diarrhea. But the same milk preparation, sugar, is there, it will stop rising. Both of them are milk preparation. One has created the disease, diarrhea, and another is stopping diarrhea. So why? Chikisita. One is by medical process and the other is without any medical process. The medical process is to satisfy Krishna. Here the building is being constructed to satisfy Krishna. To satisfy Krishna. And in other places, the building is constructed to satisfy senses. This is the difference, material and spiritual. Material means to satisfy one's senses. Nunam pramatta purute vikarma. Just indriya prikaye aprino ki. Karma means they're working very hard. Like dogs and hogs. But the purpose is indriya-prita. Nunam pramatta. They are mad. They should not do that. Why mad? Because the karma means you are creating another body. And as soon as there is another body, dehantara prapti, so long you have got this material body, you will suffer. That is the law of nature. Karmanubandha. Javanna priti mahi deve. Tava karmanubandha. The karma no bandha, we continue. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is recommended, yajnyasya karma, annatra karma bandhana. Don't catch anything except for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. If you do anything for your sense gratification, that means you are being bound up by the laws of karma. Laws of karma, it is very strict according to the modes of activities. Purusha pratikrishtha api bhunti karmajan guna. So, we should be very much careful not to be treated by the karma, karmanubandha. This is very delicate task. But they do not know what is the importance of the Varnasam Dharma. They have broken it. They don't like this. They want to say classless society. Classless society cannot be. Even in Russia, the communist country, they wanted to break down the classless society. But they cannot manage. They have now created a manager class and the worker class. Why manager class? Make it classless. But that is not possible. Therefore, the society that must be managers and the workers. Without this, you cannot work. You cannot make, keep any systematic. Because managers, the Varnasam Dharma, the managers, the Brahman and the Kshatriya, and the workers, the Vaishya and the Shudra. Less than the Shudra, the Kandalas, they are to be fully controlled. Kirakahunam, the Purindapuka. Because they do not know the regulatory principles of life. They are called Chandala. So, they are described in the Shastra. So, the Kshatriyas, they used to keep these Chandalas under full control. Otherwise, the society would be lost. Unfortunately, there is no Kshatriya, there is no Brahmana, there is no control of the Chandalas, and the whole world is in chaotic condition. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt because the Chandalas majority and we are very minority, but still little portion of good things is still good and large amount of bad things that is bad. That is not good. So here it is stated the people who are lowest among men and builders by the illusory energy. This is builders. What is a builder? They try to be happy by material adjustment. This morning we are discussing of the aircraft. It is very good to fly in the air. But at any moment, the whole plane may be crushed under all of them. Finished. So, this kind of material adjustment will not help us. This is illusory. Maya, Prahlad Maharaj is less. Tato vimukha chetasa. Maya sukhayo paramut bahato vimura. Any moment everything will be crushed. This is called Maya. And still, we are wasting time. That for Maya sukhayo, illusion. They will not be happy. Any moment everything can be crushed. We are busy. Therefore, this modern civilization is most dangerous civilization, soul-killing civilization, the human being got the chance of understanding God, but they are being refused by the authorities to understand God. Rather, if somebody wants to understand, he is checked, he is harassed by the main brainwashing and mind control. This is political. Thank you very much.
Thank you.